Diallo Riddle and Bashir Salahuddin are African-American TV industry veterans, a writing and performing team who've worked at major outlets like NBC and HBO. Now they've created two different shows for two different cable channels airing on the same night. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans caught up with them to talk about them. There's Sherman's Showcase on IFC and Southside on Comedy Central.
One series, Sherman Showcase, depicts a fictional 40-year-old Soul Train-style music program where even the opening credits are filled with jokes.
Today's episode is brought to you by VHS, the future of film. Watch movies in your own house for just $200 a tape.
The other series, Southside, centers on two friends who graduated from community college but are stuck working dead-end jobs in a rent-to-own business in Chicago.
I was supposed to be congratulating my brother and Simon last week for graduating, but then Simon had to go and do a bid.
A bid? I was only in there for like 10 hours. Stop exaggerating.
Well, that was 10 hours more than the rest of us here. So anyway, Simon K., good job.
You act like it didn't take him 8 years to finish community college.
He's got a point there.
Come on, give it up for the idiot, yeah? I went to school for 8 years. I'm stupid.
Both shows were co-created by writing and performing partners Diallo Riddle and Bashir Salahuddin. And both shows air on the same night, Wednesdays, within a half hour of each other in prime time. At a time when diversity in TV remains a hot topic, the fact that two African-American writers have pulled off this feat feels like a lottery win. And even Riddle can't say for sure how it worked out this way.
We lucked out. I mean, in the sense that we found two networks that were willing to both trust us and follow through on their end.
Salahuddin, who plays host Sherman McDaniel on Sherman Showcase, has a different perspective.
I think in some ways you make your own luck. Part of it is us being advanced enough in our careers to demand that we're considered a certain way.
Each program mines comedy from a different part of Black life. IFC's Sherman Showcase is sort of a sketch comedy show in disguise. It features comedic scenes presented as segments from the show's four-decade history, including an ad for a CD featuring songs that Black people thought were sung by Black artists, but were actually sung by white people.
Sherman Showcase presents Now That's What I Call White Music, Volumes 1. We got all the white songs. I'm talking What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell. That's right. Bobby Caldwell was white.
Riddle says Sherman Showcase is also a laboratory for new ideas.
It could be a place where we can do commercials for fake TV shows that we actually want to do. You know, it can be a place to have movie trailers for movies that we actually love to shoot. Mm-hmm. And on top of all that, we can still, you know, put comedy and sort of an over-the-top, you know, absurdist exploration of everything that we think is funny.
The other show, Southside on Comedy Central, mines comedy from an eccentric group of characters in an often stereotyped community. In one scene, a character loses his dream job because too many petty crimes pop up on a background check.
Look, I don't want to be the evil white guy here, but your background check was a nightmare. Paternity suit, multiple evictions, illegal fireworks, improper disposal of hazardous waste material, and why didn't you tell me you were recently arrested?
Okay, so what's the plan? What do we do now?
You're fired.
Salahuddin says Southside is ultimately about characters discovering themselves in a way that will change how the audience sees Chicago.
Because we wanted to rebuild the narrative, particularly for the South Side, and we wanted people from the South Side to talk for themselves, what we don't do is we just don't wallow in the misery and we just keep the funny going because we think that's what we want to be as comedy creators. That's our signature.
Salahuddin was born and raised in Chicago. Riddle grew up in Atlanta. They met at Harvard University and became writing partners, eventually landing writing jobs on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. The two earned Emmy nominations, but they've had setbacks, including a show they spent years developing at HBO, which never aired. Salahuddin says their current success and the triumphs of other comedy creators of color is far from an overnight thing.
It's a great moment, but I think it's a moment that's been worked really hard on by a lot of different people from a lot of different places. There were a lot of no's. There were a lot of doors that were knocked on. There were a lot of people told no, and then people just kept knocking, and they kept getting better.
These days, the range of comedy shows created by and starring people of color is significant, from FX's Atlanta to HBO's Insecure, Random Acts of Flyness, and A Black Lady Sketch Show. These shows are more adventurous, even absurdist, than the traditional comedies many black performers have been allowed to create in the past. Riddle hopes it's a moment that'll last longer than the 1990s heyday of black-centered shows like Fox's In Living Color.
Even though there are a lot more of us, I think the personalities of the individual creators comes shining through on each of these projects. And, you know, I always say I don't know how long this will last, but I do feel like right now we're in a very good place, and hopefully maybe this time it'll stick around for a little bit longer.
Sherman Showcase ends its first season tonight. Southside, which ends its season next Wednesday, has already been picked up for a second season. And it's inspired a podcast, Southside Stories, about real people in Chicago that Comedy Central will present with NPR affiliate WBEZ. So it looks like Riddle and Salahuddin's winning streak will go on a while longer, at least. I'm Eric Deggans.